people who are consumed by the fire of God's love or divine love have developed these two virtues. One is endurance. A person who is consumed by God's love can endure a lot of trials, can endure a lot of sufferings in his life. Why? The one who energizes him is God, is God's love, and is able to overcome all these sufferings and trials in his life because he is consumed by God's love. How I wish, or how we wish, all of us will have that fire of God's love so that all the trials that we may encounter will be able to overcome it. Second is zeal. Once a person is consumed by God's love, he cannot but be zealous. Zealous in fulfilling, in doing God's mission for him. The one who energizes him to perform his duties as a Christian, to propagate or to proclaim the good news, is actually God. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the very experience of Jeremiah in our first reading. Jeremiah had that fire within him, the fire of God's love. That's why the princes and the kings would like to put him off, to put him to death, to annihilate him. What was the reason? Jeremiah, as a prophet, foretells Israel's exile in Babylon. Because of the hardness of their hearts, they would not listen to God. And for the princes and the kings, this is an act of demoralization, especially in the part of the soldiers. That's why the princes said, "Oh, Jeremiah must be annihilated. Jeremiah must be put to death." You know, that fire in Jeremiah sparked another fire. And what is that another fire? The fire of hatred, the fire of anger on the part of the people. And so it flows of destruction. But then there was this God's fire, and another person was sent to him by the name of Abimelech. And so he was rescued from that impending death on a cistern. The lesson, my dear brothers and sisters, is like Jeremiah, who was able to endure his trial, his suffering, because God is with him. He is consumed by God's love. We too, dear brothers and sisters, when we face a lot of trials and sufferings in our life, allow God, allow his love to control you. Allow the divine fire of God to control you so that you'll be able to overcome. Because if you distance yourself from God's love, chances are, or alone by yourself, you cannot endure, or you cannot have endurance in your suffering, in your pain, in your affliction. Only by God's love can we endure our sufferings and our pain. The letter to the Hebrews states about the situation where these people were surrounded by a lot of witnesses. And these witnesses have also endured a lot of sufferings, a lot of trials in their life. So the letter, or the author to the letter to the Hebrews, reminded this audience that focus on these witnesses. Reflect on their lives, how they were able to endure a lot of sufferings, especially Jesus Christ. When we look at the life of Jesus, as what I have said, from the womb to the tomb, the life of Jesus has always been accompanied, or it has always been enshrined in pain, in suffering, in trials. But the question is, why did Jesus endure this cross, excluding those people who maligned him? He has no evil plans for them. In fact, we heard when he breathed his last, when he was persecuted on the cross, the words of Jesus was, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." So why did Jesus utter this word? Why did Jesus endure the cross? Why did Jesus endure the persecution of evil men? Simply because, like Jeremiah, Jesus was also consumed by the Father's love. He was enamored by the Father's love. He was thinking of the Father. He was thinking of his mission. And that mission is not his, but the mission of the Father. This is his being a Messiah, to endure the cross. But he was not cowed by that persecution, because the Father is with him. It is the Father who accompanies him in his pain, in his suffering. So when we suffer, we should always think that we are not alone. The Father is always with us. The Father do not desert us. But a lot of people nowadays think that, oh, I was punished by God. I am abandoned by God. Look at my life now. I am in deep pain. I suffered a lot. But no, human suffering is God's suffering. This is the very phrase that is attached to the name of Jesus. God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. It doesn't mean that God is only with us when we are in joy, when we are in success, when we are in happiness. No, even in our pain, in our suffering, God is with us. Jesus describes his mission as bringing fire on the earth. And he said how he wished that that fire would continue blazing. His mission, the whole mission of Jesus, is always to show love, to radiate love. He was consumed by that love. And how he wished that that love is consummated. Take a note, my dear brothers and sisters, with the words that Jesus used in connection with that fire that he set on the earth and the baptism. I have a baptism that I feel in anguish until it is accomplished. Don't misunderstand that this baptism is the sacrament of baptism that we do here with our kids or with adults during Easter Vigil. Baptism here means his suffering. His suffering. And take note, his word. How I am in anguish. That means I am not yet done. My life is purposeless until I do it, until I finish it. I have to undergo that baptism, that suffering in my life. And again, we ask this question, why did Jesus say that? Many times I've said, dear brothers and sisters, we human beings would shun, would avoid suffering. Isn't it? Let's not be hypocrites. As human beings, we would usually avoid suffering. But here is a man who said, I'm not yet done until my suffering is consummated. This is my mission, to suffer and to die. And what is the reason why he said that? Because again, Jesus is consumed by the Father's love. It is the love of the Father. Oh, Father, can we reconcile love and suffering? Isn't it that when we love, we don't want to suffer? Oh, that is the idea of the world. But for us Christians, when we love, we should always be ready to suffer. We should always be ready to sacrifice. This is the teaching of Jesus. Look at the crucifix. Without love, do you think Jesus would allow himself to be crucified? No. No. A big no. It is because of his love. His love for you and me. His love for the Father. His love for the mission. That's why Jesus was crucified. If we want to follow Jesus on the cross, are we also ready to suffer? Are we also ready to make sacrifices? You know, dear brothers and sisters, this is the reminder that the fire of Jesus will make people, if we have that fire of Jesus, the love of the Father, we people will believe again in Jesus in the midst of chaos, in the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of poverty. And the fire in Jesus will not be extinguished. Jesus will give that fire to us so that we will be witnesses also of his own suffering. So, dear brothers and sisters, when you have the cross, when you face suffering, when you encounter trials in your life, remember that God has called you to be his witnesses to the world. His witnesses. Do you want to be his witness? Oh, we say, yes, Father, I want to be called Christian, I want to be called a Catholic. But the question is, can you endure suffering? Are you ready to face suffering, trials in your life? Oh, I think it over, Father. Maybe. But Jesus is always, does not take maybe or no for an answer. Jesus would always say yes, just as he said yes to the Father, yes to humanity, yes to his mission.